His statements came across to me that our concerns are nothing new and inconsequential. But it does matter to me. It's our neighborhood, and it's a county road. It's not a highway. This property is currently zoned agricultural, and when I look up zoning definitions, the term low density keeps popping up. Thinking way back to my school days in science classes, I remember experiments about density, using the ratio of mass to volume in liquids to see if they would sink or float. The same can be said about all the cars on Bee Creek Road. We need the proper ratio of mass to volume and feel like we're not sinking. While we often hear that new development is needed to bolster the local economy, it's rare to see the other side of the balance sheet. When traffic counts reach the point where it lowers the quality of life, reduces property value, or threatens public health and safety, poorly planned growth can escalate accident rates by increasing congestion, as it tends to cause some drivers to speed up and take more risk. Traffic congestion is one of the most frustrating and costly symptoms of a poorly regulated growth. I don't know the last time a traffic count was on Bee Creek Road, but I do know that between the first zoning meeting in March and today's meeting, a lot has been going on, and that's meant more traffic. There have been several building and remodeling projects completed, and there are still several more in process. There are two new office warehouse buildings, with a third building currently under construction. Corporate Place has been remodeled to attract new tenants, and on the frontage road, the hotel, Cedar Cliff Landing, is being turned into apartments. The Tabernacle Synagogue is completed and holding services. There's a lot of backhoe and dump truck activity for the new RV park on Buzz Road by Bee Creek Apartments, which I can't get any information on and find out how many sites they plan on having. And for the life of me, I can't see fifth-wheelers and RVs on Bee Creek Road. I wish I would have spoken earlier, because I would have encouraged you to take a ride down the streets off of Bee Creek Road. There are so many subdivisions and neighborhoods. I drove down Reinhardt Road on Thursday around 10:30 and was surprised to see over 90 cars in the business park. There are apartment complexes off of Bee Creek. Bee Creek Apartments, 224 units. Branson Estate Apartments, 24 units. The Lost Tree Apartments, 264 units. Chrisman Apartments and the Cozy Cove Condo Apartments. There are neighborhoods and subdivisions of Sherry Hill, Deer Creek Estate, Savannah Place, and I counted seven new homes in Thunder Ridge Estates off Sunset Villa Drive. I know people on both ends of Bee Creek Road. One lives at the top at Oak Bluff, and he complains about the traffic. And I have a friend who lives on Jefferson Street down by Lost Creek Apartments in the Mill Creek subdivision. And she said everybody uses Bee Creek Road because they don't like getting off on the highway and having to merge twice. Yes, the numbers on this proposed project are going the right direction, 98 units. However, we're still talking about at least an additional 200 plus cars being driven on Bee Creek Road every day. I'll say it again, Bee Creek isn't a highway, it's a county road, and we must understand its function and capacity. The street my family home is located on is adjacent to the proposed project. It's already difficult to pull out of the neighborhood and make a left-hand turn to go toward Branson. My concern is, will it back up where I can't even get across the street with this deacceleration lane?
Ma'am, you've hit your 4 minutes. Can you summarize for us, please?
Yep. I just want to say I know this process has been frustrating for all, and it's been costly for the developer. Contingencies and due diligence are the two most important sections of any commercial real estate contract for a buyer. So when these things are overlooked, whether it's intelligence, inexperience, or arrogance, that has me questioning the whole project. My hope is to see this stay agricultural or move to an R1 single-family district. Thank you.
Thank you. Next row.
Hi, I'm Andrea Turner, sister. We live at 151 Deerfield Lane. I'm mainly here tonight, I'm trying to listen and learn about this new proposal. I do have some specific questions. I know I can't address the developer for the answers, so I'm hoping either you can or you can send it back to him and perhaps he can answer. I just want to make sure I understand. I know in their letter and before they've talked about they're going to bury the existing power lines along Bee Creek Road. Just want to clarify, the power lines seem to run diagonally now across the field. Are they going to be buried that way, or are they going to be relocated and buried along Bee Creek Road, along the frontage of the road? A former owner of the property let me know that there is a large underground spring directly behind what would be my neighbor's house at 175 Deerfield. He told me that it did run year round, and that it was much more water in that one than on the north side at Mr. Renier's property. They might already be aware of it. I just want to make sure that, you know, if there's anything that, you know, they need to plan for ahead of time that can prevent there being any issues with anything, that would be great. And the third thing, I'm just wondering if they would have any estimates. I think they said it's going to be a mix of 1, 2, and 3 bedroom. I'm just wondering if there's any thought of any type of breakdown at this point of how many of each. I did have questions about the acceleration lane, but it seems like that's still kind of an iffy matter. So that is it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there someone else on the same row that signed up? No? Yes, sir.
I just like a few questions because I know in the past when we've been here.
Could we get your name, please?
Randy Rainier. I live at 1394 Bee Creek Road. My property sits right beside him on the south, Mr. Cope's property on the south end. I just would like to know on the new development what the setbacks are going to be. I know in the past he was going to push everything 30 feet away off the property line there. I'm just curious on that. He's got a nice layout, you know, so I'm not opposed to it. I just like to know because his property sits on top of my driveway. So I lose part of my driveway with this, so I was just curious on him. And him and I have talked. He has said he will see what he can do to work it, but I'm kind of curious on the new setbacks to it.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyone else here in the middle? Anyone over on this side that signed up to speak? Okay, sir, do you want to come back up?
Oh, sorry.
Hopefully you took some notes there.
I was jotting some notes down. Yep. Sounds like I may have a water feature to plan for.
As far as some of the questions raised, did you jot those down, like specific number of bedrooms or utilities? I don't know if you'll be able to speak to that or if that's still up in the air.
If I can't, David is here. He might be able to. I know in our submission that we indicated there would be 1, 2, and 3 bedroom-styled units, kind of based on floor plans. Of course, if you have a one-bedroom unit and your square footage is still, you know, like a two-bedroom, that means you're more living area space, but it could signal that there could be less occupants in the residence. Not always, but it could. So I don't know. We really put pencil to paper to see exactly how many 1, 2s, and 3s we're going to have, but
mostly 2s and 3s on the duplex side.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then buried utilities was another question. Is that a confirmed deal or not?
That's
really
a question for Liberty Electric.
Okay.
We are planning to bury the power lines. We don't need to. They're just unsightly, and we'd rather get them buried and protected where they're buried. Their plan is to run them right where they are, as long as we can get our duplexes and our roads and other utilities in there.
Then I had a question on the setbacks. Not exactly sure in this particular zoning classification what that is, Scott. But I think that the plan may still be to have flexibility, in other words, to have our development back further than the required setback amount.
As much as I have room for it, and I had more room as an R3 multifamily, but I have and always will be willing to work with neighbors on all sides of our property.
So do you want me to read the setbacks?
Yes.
Okay. So the required setbacks in R2 zoning district, are, these are all from the property lines, 25 feet for any structure on the front, 7 on the sides, and 10 on the back. That's the county zoning regulation required setbacks.
Does anyone on the commission have a question for the applicant or questions?
Yeah, I've got one on your layout here.
Yes.
Scale-wise, it looks like more than 10 feet, but I don't see any dimensions on here. So when it was laid out, what dimensions were you using for the existing layout?
Yeah, Dennis, do you have an idea on that?
I think the current line is at 10 foot. I don't know if you can tell by seeing that.
The back of the building?
To the edge of the building on the side, 10, the back is, I think that's at 15 and the front is 25. That's the way the line sets now.
Okay.
The dotted line is a setback line, right?
I can't read it. He said the back was 15, the side's 10, the front 25. This is what your dotted lines on here were.
Based on kind of a visual, that looks kind of probably the scale, 10 feet on the sides, 15 on the back, and then 25 on the front.
It may be on there, but how long is the deceleration line?
We had talked about 200 or 300 feet.
Between 250 and 300 feet. It hasn't actually been designed, but that's about what it would take from a quick estimate.
That's what you mean, that's about what it would take.
It's based on the speed limit for the
right
for B Creek Road.
I see there's quite a few units. Is there enough playground area for all the kids to get outside?
Was there some fences mentioned in this?
He didn't offer enough any fences.
I read something else.
Not in this one.
What? Do you want to just come on up? And both of you, actually, you both can stand there if you want. Sir, did you sign up to speak? Okay, then you'll need to sit down. Okay. But any feedback? Instead of you sitting, I thought it'd be better if you're standing up.
Oh, absolutely. This is more of a, in my mind, a deliberation about the zoning. And if we receive an R2 zoning, obviously I'm beholden to all of the county setbacks. I will probably double whatever the minimum requirements of the county. I was doing my best to do that with the multifamily and an R3. I can probably still do it with the R2. It doesn't do me any good to go right up to that setback line and have small yards for my duplexes. It just makes them harder to rent for me. If I was trying to build and get out, I'd pack them in there as tight as I could. Your R2 zoning on 10 acres allows for 54 duplexes. We penciled in 49 because I want that open space. That open space beautifies the neighborhood. It also helps me as a long-term owner to rent out my units. And we'll have a great clubhouse, pavilion, outdoor playground, open areas for kids to run.
Any other questions for the applicants? Comments?
Any border fencing in the new proposal?
First thing to go up, privacy fencing on three sides. It's just security for everyone.